All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I'm super pumped to have a special guest on the show, Rafael Cortez, out of sunny Phoenix, Arizona, where he was just rubbing it in because as the day we're recording this episode, I'm in Chicago. We got 2 inches of snow today. So, and it's the freaking middle of April. So screw that. Rafael, what's going on, man? How you doing? Good to have you on.
What is going on, brother? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah, I was just bragging how I had to take my sandals off because it was too hot. So
you had to go jump in the swimming pool, taking a walk and all that. Whatever. So Rafael, great guy. I actually got to meet him for the first time at Family Mastermind, and I'm rocking the shirt right now if you're watching the video on YouTube or Facebook. But Family Mastermind, great place with Matt Andrews, been in that for over a year now, and got to meet Rafael at that event briefly at the end of it, got to shake your hand and did a great job presenting there. And I instantly, like, this is my routine, Rafael, is if I see somebody that I like that's presenting, I'm automatically, like, during that presentation, I'm going to stalk them on social media. I want to see what they're putting out. I want to see, like, is this guy legit? Is there a lot of good stuff, context? Like, how well is he articulating himself? And this guy pumps out some incredible content. I'm telling you right now, I think that every single person is going to, and for somebody that is content, like, all we do is content marketing for real estate investors. I definitely appreciate that. And so towards the end here, guys, we are going to have Rafael talk about the ways to connect with him and whatnot, but make sure you go follow him. Especially, I follow him on Instagram, but I'm sure he has tons of content elsewhere. And so I'll give him the opportunity to talk about that, but make sure you do connect with him because a lot of great stuff, and not just about real estate investing. That seems to be kind of less of what you talk about. It's a lot more mindset, entrepreneur type stuff, business owner, CEO type things that you talk about that are really valuable to even somebody, me. I don't specifically invest in real estate or wholesale, but I get a lot of value out of the stuff he puts out. So make sure you go follow him. But I'll give Rafael the opportunity to introduce himself here in just a second. But for those of you listening, if you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. If you're on Apple Podcasts, right after the show, not right now, but right after the show, head back over to the homepage of this show. Leave me a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. And then once again, I don't have it on the desk with me. I don't know why I don't prepare better, but I have the REI Marketing Book. So coming to a mailbox near you very soon, the REI Marketing Book. So 210 pages of marketing tactics, techniques, and strategies that 37 of the top real estate investors in the world are doing in their marketing. Guys like Steve Trang, John Martinez, Mike Hambright, Todd Swaggerty, and so many others are in this book. And I'm super excited to have these guys a part of that as contributors. So the way to get that is reimarketingbook.com. Pick it up for $4.97 free plus shipping offer. You're dropping into my marketing funnel, and I am going to be remarketing to you with your data. So just be prepared for that, guys. It's a marketing show, and I'm teaching you some marketing tactics here. So free plus shipping offer, but $4.97, that's all you're going to be paying for an insane amount of content and insane amount of value that you're going to be getting out of that book. So make sure you go pick that up one more time, reimarketingbook.com. All right, Rafael, let's go ahead and jump into this episode today. We're going to be talking about some of the processes that you move your motivated sellers through within your acquisitions process. I'm really excited about this because I'm always excited to hear what people do with processes, and specifically inside of marketing, right? There's a lot of different things you could do when it comes to automation and systemizing and processing out through the different, people that touch the specific leads that you have, or even all the way back to the list that you get. So I'm very interested to see what you got going on in terms of the pre-qualification processes. And maybe we can go a little bit deeper into that. But before we do that, do me a favor, spend 30 to 60 seconds introducing yourself, who you are, what you do, a little bit about yourself, and how you got into real estate.
Sounds good, brother. Yeah. Well, first off, boom. I mean, the names on, and the people in that book are legit people. They're doing a lot of business. They're doing great stuff. So great content. What do you have coming out there? So on the marketing book. About me, I've been in real estate since 2009. I got to play around with, fix and flip at the beginning. Then I dove deep into wholesaling. My background is organizational psychology. So I'm a psychologist and I put business and people together.
That's where I was like, dude, this guy is like, this is interesting. This is an interesting combination. I mean, that is like an incredible plug and play with what you do. Seriously. So,
oh man, it's the best of both worlds, right? I mean, you get to play with the field that you enjoy, that you like, and then you make it productive by, fine tuning systems and processes and then coming and doing that in different verticals. I coach real estate. I consult in different verticals of restaurants, gyms, and all that stuff. But the principles are very similar. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. That's what's so amazing about it. Once you understand the human nature and the psychology behind the team, you can tailor your company to that kind of stuff. So, yeah, that's what I do. So I have an organizational psychology practice, CEO Pulse, Pulse podcast as well. So aside from that, I run a wholesaling business. We do fix and flip because real estate is the best vehicle out there for wealth, as anybody who's, sane and knows. And then I'm also a broker. I'm a real estate broker. I own a brokerage here in Phoenix, Arizona as well. So that's my my career's scope of practice.
Yeah, very cool. It's quite the rap sheet, man. So let's talk about this. So break it down for me. I don't know where you want to start, but pre-qualification process that you have on your acquisition side, but talk about some of the things that you're doing inside of that process, what that looks like, maybe some do's and don'ts that you can advise for real estate investors that are listening to the show. Let's go ahead and dig into this, and I'll ask some questions along the way.
Sounds good. Well, it's a marketing show. It's a marketing program, right? So the whole point of this conversation is really to kind of shed some light on marketing strategies and whatnot. We do just about anything that's out there. I mean, we do have a couple of core marketing processes. One of them being cold calling. I mean, that's been the industry standard forever, and it works. I mean, once you have a good process there, you want to maintain a good backbone source of marketing. However, we do pay per click. We do some targeted direct mail, for example, on foreclosures, but it's very, very niched out and targeted. And our direct mail, it's comprised of a couple of different pieces. So it's not just one postcard that goes out and then we hope to come, get a deal out of that. It's a very niched list. We do pre-foreclosures on that. We do probate, but we have this process, the three-hit process. The first one is going to be a postcard because you want to screen out who's there and who's not, who's not going to be answering or deliverable, right? The second one, it's going to be an actual package. So we actually drop in a small booklet with information, whether it be probate process or pre-foreclosure, and how to solve those issues, how to help them through the process and whatnot. Of course, one of them is, selling to us. That's the second piece. And it gets a little pricier. I mean, at the end of the day, the whole thing per record is going to be around $5. So we do niche it out. We mitigate it. And then the last one, it's really like a letter of interest. That's how we use direct mail. We don't use the blanket approach anymore because that's just crazy expensive. So we have a good combination of that stuff. However, it doesn't matter what marketing avenue you're using to bring your leads in if the rest of your process sucks. Right. So if you can't convert, or if you're saturating your A players in your company with stuff that they're not supposed to be doing, for example, if you have your acquisitions managers cold calling, it's going to burn them out. They're going to, it's going to burn them out because why they're getting, a lot of rejection. They're not spending their time in their highest and best.
It's not their personality. They're not interested in that. Yeah.
Right, exactly. So the process that we have, and it's actually, you know, part of the process that I coach as well, is we start with sourcing, right? So sourcing is going to be the marketing, is going to be anything that's out there. However your leads come in, basically at that point, all we're looking for is interest, some level of interest from the record owner, the property owner, so we can get a lead. Now we have a lead. After they raise their hand and they say, okay, cool, I'm interested in $1 million. Even if they say they want $1 million, we still send them over to our lead manager where they're going to go through a pre-qualifying process. So that's actually a one-to-one conversation. There goes a period of discovery. I mean, you find out, you know, about the problem of the seller, you know, what's the solution that he can come in and provide. And we come at it from a lot of different angles, right? At the end of the day, it really sums up in four categories, which is going to be the timeline. You know, how soon do they want to close? The condition of the property, is it in distress? The motivation of the seller, what is their real motivation on there? I mean, do they really want to sell, or are they just kicking around tires? And then the price, right? Do the numbers make sense? We have, you know, those as the four pre-qualifying pillars. If we hit three out of four, they automatically go on to acquisitions. And then that's when you have, you know, your acquisitions manager, who's going to be the lead negotiator. They're trained better. That's your higher, you know, level employee or team member coming and then closing that deal. But we don't, and the numbers go like this, right? So say that you market to 1,000 people, your reach is 1,000 people through sourcing. Maybe, I don't know, 100 of those respond, right? So 100 of those are going to go to your lead manager or managers, where they can have their pre-qualifying conversation. And then out of those, maybe 5 or 10 are going to go to acquisitions as prospects. Does that make sense? So it goes from burning out your acquisitions managers, you know, with 1,000 dead end leads to 5 that can be closable because of the process that you have in place.
Yeah, that's huge. I think that's something a lot of people miss out on, is they think that an acquisitions person is the one that manages everything from the time the lead comes through the door all the way to closing. And I think that's so, it's really tough for, and I've been in the position myself as that, like, because I'm that sales personality, that they're really wanting to take, you know, they want to see, they're hunters. They want to see the kill right there and then go after it, not reel it in. I think that lead managers, that's the purpose of them, like what you're saying, but you can burn them out super quick if you're just making them do the repetitive leads. And that's what makes A-type personalities like that very exhausting when it comes down to it. And you don't want to burn out a good salesperson, because you'll do that very quickly with the monotonous lead follow-up and whatnot. So I think that the pre-qualifying process is ultimately, it's a game changer for not just your business, but like the keeping turnover rates low with your acquisitions people. Because if you're giving them qualified leads, well, now they just got to do their job and do what they're great at, and then work that lead into, you know, an actual closed deal. And so I think that's something a lot of people miss out on.
Absolutely. And even from that point, I mean, it still takes a lot of work. A lot of it is going to be follow-up, but they're on point. They're going to be a lot more able to follow up on, you know, 20 prospects than 200 leads. You know what I mean? So your closing ratios overall as a company, they're going to go up. Also, what it does, it starts segmenting the job roles and the expectations that each one of those persons have. So it becomes, I mean, that's when you start building a business and go from having a side hustle to actually having a business, right? Because you know what you have, what your deficiencies are. For example, if you have a process like that, and this is just the front end, right? We're talking about leads and marketing, but if you have a process like that, you can figure out where your bottlenecks are. If your reach, say that you're sending out 1,000, reaching out to 1,000 people, but you're not getting enough leads for your lead manager, it means that there's something in your marketing. Right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're getting enough leads, but you're not getting enough prospects, it means that there's something in your lead manager, right? In that conversation, right? So you start to identify the bottlenecks. If you only have one bucket where you throw everything into, you're not going to know where the pain points in your business are, where the bottlenecks are, you know, where things are, you know, taking a crap and where things are actually working well.
Yeah. And this, so, and yeah, guys, obviously this is a marketing show, but this stuff is super important because there's a million, and this is where kind of marketing and sales overlap a lot, right? It's literally a flow together. It's not either or, it's together. And a big part of marketing, because there's a million different things to do inside of marketing, you're not going to have one person do all of it. It's going to be very tough. And like for me, my agency is in the marketing world and we're very specific in the content marketing niche. And I work with people that are in the sales funnel building niche. I work with people that are in the Facebook ads niche and all that kind of thing. But if you segment those roles and responsibilities for person, it's just going to amplify everything you're doing. And I'm glad that you led with, making sure that your sales processes are in alignment with what you're doing on the marketing side. Cause I think it was maybe 3 or 4 episodes ago, I had my buddy, Andrew Newland out of Springfield, Missouri on the show. And the title of the show was literally How to Go Broke from Marketing. And he was literally running, I think he said it was 15 different marketing channels and they were bringing in hundreds of leads a day and they almost went broke because they did not have the lead managers set in place. And then on top of that, they didn't have the acquisitions, like the closers, set in place in that. And it wasn't even like, it was both the people set in place, but it was also the systems and the procedures, right? Lead flow for that. And that's the easiest way to go broke in your marketing is to do it that way because you can't service everybody. And obviously like with what you're saying is giving the quality leads, the prospects to the closers and allowing them to do their job is highly important. Do you agree with that? Like you can go broke with your marketing. I mean,
Absolutely. It's going to be one of the biggest. Yeah. It's one of the biggest investments that you make in your business. It's marketing, right? But again, if you can't capitalize on that, your cost per lead is going to be through the roof, that sort of stuff. And then it's just, you're going to have bottlenecks left and right. You're not going to be able to get to that point. And I think by the time, for example, the way that we run it, by the time it gets to acquisitions, the lead is 75% there. There's still, room to come in and then discover a little more, and build on that solution and all that stuff, right? But we have enough information to know that it's something that's closable. So the closing ratios go higher. Everybody's in their seats. They have set expectations, so they're not pissed off about stuff that they're not supposed to be doing. For example, cold calling when they're the closers, that sort of thing. But it really comes down to the flow, to the overall volume that you can provide, everybody to come in. So you have a big funnel at the top with your reach gets, smaller as soon as it hits your lead management. And then when they become leads and then they go prospects to acquisitions. So it's a good, simple process actually that works quite well.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's stellar. I'm glad you shared that with us. And yeah, I agree. I think a lot of real estate investors don't look at this entire process as a funnel. And that's exactly what it is because, because you don't have, funnels built out in ClickFunnels or Infusionsoft doesn't mean it's not a funnel. It totally is. And you have to look at it that way. And every piece of that funnel has different people in those seats that take care of essentially the lead in the customer journey along the way. So a quick question for you. So we got about 5 more minutes here that we're going to spend on this. Then I'm going to have to let you go. Great information that you shared so far. I appreciate you giving us like very, very good and deep insight on what you're actually doing in your business, because this is a lot of things that people need to hear right now. So quick question on the lead manager side. How in depth are they making these decisions? I mean, are they talking to the sellers? Very, they're getting deep with them, talking to them about like family and motivation, the whole thing that most good closers will talk about is like connection and that kind of thing. Like how deep are you having your lead managers go with these leads that are coming in so that they can pull as much information out as possible? Like, what does that look like for you guys?
So we do have this discovery process. It's a discovery conversation. They're not negotiating. Yeah. They're not doing anything. If anything, they have the authority to do a soft pass on a range. But their main focus is to do exactly what you're saying. It's to just discover what the real pain points are. And we start off with with a bunch of open-ended questions. And open-ended questions are something that doesn't have a yes or no answer. It's a simple context. I mean, most people understand what those are, but they're very powerful. So we have open-ended questions. We have a set of power phrases that help us transition from objections built into the script that's on there. One of them, for example, being if we're getting a lot of pushback from a seller and they're saying, well, my neighbor sold for this, for this much. So I'm looking for this amount, even though my property needs, this and that. One of the phrases that we use, and it's the first one that pops to mind. It's I wish I could tell you what you want to hear, but the reality is. Fill in the blanks, right? I wish I could tell you what you want to hear, but the reality is that, the market price, it's not going to be that because of the condition the property's in. But it's using good transitionary phrases while you're having those conversations. The same thing when it comes to copy, we do a pay-per-click and we include those in the copy, which I wanted to mention one important point. There's degrees of marketing, right? So you have marketing that's kind of, blanket marketing and you have to pre-qualify that stuff. However, there's funnels, there's pay-per-click stuff that's really just hot and ready. Those don't go through the pre-qualifying process. They've been literally pre-qualified because they came to us, right? So those go straight to acquisitions and they jump on quick. So it's the only difference that we have on the going back to the marketing funnel part of it.
Absolutely.
But as far as, it's a process too. So you have, an introduction, then you have a discovery conversation. We use a lot of phrases like that to come in and then just help the seller in that conversation to feel, more comfortable and open up. And once, we're ready to do that, it's a prospect now. So we move on to
Yeah, that's awesome. So I'm glad you shared that. And it sounds like you invest a lot into every single phase. Obviously it's very obvious that you invest a lot into the lead managers and getting them trained up and having all these processes set in place, but for every position that you have along the way. And I think a lot of people discount that. They want to take, every single call and they're working the lead manager, they're doing all the marketing, the lead manager and the acquisitions person. I understand everybody's got to start somewhere, but at some point you need to have these team members put in place and get them well trained in what you're doing. So, man, a lot of incredible stuff. And maybe next time we'll have you talk about PPC, because I'd be very interested to hear what you got going on there. And you're absolutely right. Depending on the marketing channel that you're doing, depends on the qualification, right? If you're running marketing that's already pre-qualifying people and it goes directly to your acquisitions agent, then man, that's going to be stellar quality of person, right? That's going to be landing into the lap of somebody that's a closer for them to do what they do best. So man, Rafael, I appreciate you sharing everything you have and giving us a little insight on what you're doing in your business and allowing us to open that up a little bit. I do want to give you the opportunity, if somebody wanted to connect with you, learn more about what you got going on, maybe some programs, some things that you have to offer or whatever. What's the best way to do that? We will have them all linked down below. So don't worry about, spelling out the link or anything. We'll have that linked down below. But give us some insight. How do people connect with you or learn more about what you got going on?
Cool. Thank you. The easiest way is I'm pretty active on Instagram. So Rafael Cortez, CEO, that's my handle. So you can find me there. I do real estate coaching for wholesaling. That's through Wholesaling Inc. So you can go to wholesalinginc.com for that. And then I do have an entrepreneurship podcast on the industrial psychology side. So, and that's CEO Pulse podcast. You can find that on YouTube. So yeah, many of those works. And I'd be happy to have a conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have all those linked below, guys. Make sure you listen to the podcast too, because again, that's something that fascinates the hell out of me. Like tying those two worlds in together is like, man, that's because we deal a lot with this. I study a lot on like behaviors and what do they call it? It's not psychological marketing, but it's down that road, right? So, I can't even think of the word, but I have like three books over there that talk about it. But anyway, so tying those two things in together is very interesting. But Rafael, appreciate you being on the show, man. Thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to having you back again soon.
Of course, brother. Thank you so much for the invite. It's been fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. If you haven't already, now is the time. If you're on Apple Podcasts, to head over to the homepage of the show, leave a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. And then also, last but not least, REIMarketingBook.com is where you can go get the REI Marketing Book. 210 pages of the top real estate investors in the world talking about how they do their marketing, very similar to what Raphael's talking about today. So make sure you go pick that up, REIMarketingBook.com. Thank you guys so much for joining us today, and we will catch you on the next one. See you later.